I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
And now, the Pick the Lines podcast with Woot and Y, brought to you by Top Better.
All right, and welcome to the first ever Pick the Lines podcast with Woot and Y. I am Josh White.
Josh Woot here.
We are pumped.
Yep.
No in-depth NFL analysis like our other show. This is purely from a gambling standpoint, although you will get some NFL analysis from our betting perspective.
Yeah.
So this show is NFL specials, so we're going through your regular season MVP, passing yards, receiving yards, etc., etc. The next episode will be over-under team totals for the year, and then each week we'll be picking the lines based on the lines set by Vegas. And we'll be encouraging those. We'll be giving tips for each of the tournaments that we're going in with our partners over at Top Better.
Yeah, we just needed a little bit more time for the head-to-head markets with preseason and things like that.
Yeah,
it's nothing's been decided. We don't know if Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback for the Bills or
they're sticking with
Matt Castle.
So
yes,
it's going to be interesting to see how we go. But let's get straight into it. Let's get straight into it. Regular season MVP. Who are we looking at? What are the odds on odds on favorite at the moment is Aaron Rodgers at 550.
Smart money would be on that, I think.
I guess that's why he is the favorite.
Oh, clever.
Yes, we'll wait and see what else there is. But Andrew Luck's probably the second favorite at the moment with odds about $7.50. Who do you like? Who do you like at their current price? Who's your pick? Have you got a smoky that you like?
We were talking about this before. It's interesting. I think it really is between Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. However, you don't know. They're saying that Peyton Manning feels better. They're saying Demaryius Thomas is saying he has more zip on his passes and things like that. So, I mean, at $11, Peyton Manning for a regular season MVP is not too bad. If you want to go somewhere outside of quarterback, Adrian Peterson coming back. If he plays all 16 games, you know what happens after last time we tried to rule him out after he came back from his injury. He came and put up massive numbers. So.
That's right, and he did win it too. So this one isn't coming back from an ACL. This is just from time off for his...
indiscretions?
Yes, great word. I think that's very wise of you. I like, in terms of outside money, is J.J. Watt at $26 you can get him at. And if you really want a smoky, I think Rob Gronkowski at $51 is worth a tenner.
Yeah.
Why not? $500. Give it a go. He is their best player on their team. He's the best all-round player in the NFL. He just completely impacts the game. Remember, your bold prediction last year was...
they would win the Super Bowl
if
Gronkowski played all game. Yep.
Yeah, so it looks like most of the money is on Aaron Rodgers. So if you were laying one bet, what would you take, Lou?
Also, can I just mention for those who are silly gamblers, Jared Haynes currently paying $501 at some agencies. So there you go. If I had to put my money on anyone, I would really probably play it safe and go Andrew. Yeah, no, I'll go Andrew Luck. I like Andrew Luck at 650.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
So at $7.50, you're on Andrew Luck.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I can't go past Aaron Rodgers. He's the best quarterback in football. I know it's a boring taking the favorite, but if I'm a betting man, and I am, I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Outside of the quarterback doesn't happen very often. So.
No.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a quarterback. So it's interesting to see. What we get from that one. We'll move on to most passing yards now. And we'll look at the favorite there is someone that you just mentioned before, and that is Andrew Luck. Your thoughts on him at $4.50?
I think he's deservedly the favorite. However, I think they're going to be winning a lot of games, and I think especially against, teams... Like they play in the AFC South, so I think Frank Gore will have more of a role than previous years where, their running backs haven't been that great, i.e. Trent Richardson. So, he's deservedly the favorite. However, I think it could be a little bit skewed. I think they think Andre Johnson's come in and that they're going to throw it a ton more, but I think Frank Gore's addition is understated.
Yeah, I agree with you because I think you're getting a lot more production from Frank Gore. Yeah. Just eliminating Trent Richardson don't even mind that Frank Gore's actually there in a complete upgrade, even if they were going with Dan Heron over Trent Richardson all season long. That's a complete upgrade. So, or even their fifth round pick, Josh Robinson. So plenty of options there. I think they will run it a lot. And if they get up early in some of these games against the Texans and the Jaguars and Titans, that they'll just take the foot off the pedal and just ease up.
Mm-hmm. My pick, I like already, is Mr. Big Ben.
Yeah, I'm on par with you.
Yeah,
I've said it on our other shows during the year. $8 for Ben Roethlisberger is an absolute special. I think just throw your house on it. They're going to be in some track meets. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, you saw the Packers, they put a cap on the volume. Once they're up, they just run that clock out. They bring in James Starks and just ease up the clock. Not Lacy. They do bring in Lacy, but why risk his injury if you're up by 30 already? Just to take it easy. You've got a couple of games over Chicago.
You've also got the first two games where D'Angelo Williams, depending on Andre Archer, we're not sure how they're going to play. So they might have to air it out a bit more in the first two games, and his stats will be already
inflated. I just think with Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, and Marcus Wheaton and Le'Veon Bell's impact in the passing game, I think Ben Roethlisberger could easily get 5,000 yards. Someone I'm completely avoiding is Drew Brees, not touching him in any passing yard capacity. They're going to run the ball more. A better market, same with Peyton Manning, I think they're going to run the ball more with Gary Kubiak's offense. But a player that I think at good odds that I wouldn't mind is someone like Tony Romo. You can get at $31. I think if... with the moving away from the running game a little bit more pass heavy, whereas last year they were very run heavy with Tony Romo's back and DeMarco Murray there. If you have followed the NFL over the offseason, you'll know DeMarco Murray is no longer at the Cowboys. It's one of the biggest stories this offseason.
Yep.
At $31, not bad. I like Matt Ryan, but his value is just too short. I think they're going to be in a lot of shootouts as well, but I prefer Ben Roethlisberger at $8 rather than Matt Ryan at $8 because Ben has a lot more weapons than Matt Ryan does.
Yes, I agree. Andy Dalton at 81.
Yeah, but Jeremy Hill's there and Hugh Jackson loves running the ball.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just interesting. I don't know. $81 seems extreme.
You could get on Tom Brady now, right, at 51 because there's that four-game suspension. If that gets overturned, he plays 16 games.
Yep.
Not bad.
That's the difference between some agencies... you know, some have him at $51 and $34 and others have him at $13, probably because of the risk that he does get his suspension dropped.
Yeah, I think teams have taken that into account, the latest court findings and things like that. So we'll see how we go. But both of us are on Big Ben.
Yep.
All right, let's move to most receiving yards. Now, this one is always tricky because I think there's sort of 8 or 9 top wide receivers in the NFL that could easily do this. And then there's also some smokies down the bottom that could heavily impact that as well. So the favorite at the moment is Antonio Brown. That's around $6 or $7. Then you got your Julio Joneses, Calvin Johnsons, Odell Beckham, and Dez Bryant sort of rounding out just under the $10 mark. You can throw Demaryius Thomas in there as well.
Yeah, I really like Julio Jones for this. Every season I feel he starts hot and just there's a niggling injury or... Yeah. I mean, the Falcons don't have the best team. They just don't. The offensive line's always shaky. Yeah,
the whole team is basically the Matt Ryan to Julio Jones connection.
It really
is. I think outside of Romo to Bryant, it's probably the most important combo in sports.
Yeah, so that's why you see him getting those yards. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy the last couple of seasons. Calvin Johnson's the same. If Calvin Johnson played all games, that'd be great.
He's at $9 there. I wouldn't mind that value. But I'm with you again on Julio Jones. When you look at Antonio Brown, he's competing with Martavis Bryant, Marcus Wheaton, and Le'Veon Bell for yardage. Whereas Julio Jones, it's when they're down in games, it's going to be Matt Ryan to Julio. They don't really have a tight end. Jacob Temme's slotted in there at the moment. Roddy White has to get his knee drained every couple of days. So that's always going to be tricky. So I like Julio Jones at about $7.50. I think that's going to be the wise investment. But is there any sort of value bets down the line that you like? I was high on DeAndre Hopkins. He was going to get a lot of targets, but now without Arian Foster, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Plus, he's only paying $19, where I think, you know, if he was up around the Mike Evans range at 41.
At 31 at some agencies, DeAndre.
Yeah, that's not too bad. He could be a yardage monster. Yeah.
Here's one, and it's completely outrageous, but wouldn't shock me because of the game flow. And we mentioned this with Matt Waldman on our Wit & Why podcast. When we spoke fantasy, Amari Cooper at $101. They're going to be down in games. Really great route runner. Derek Carr will be relying on him. There's not much else besides him. I don't mind that at $101.
There you go. Smoky, guys.
For a sneaky pick. I don't mind that. So we'll see how that goes. Anyone else there on that list that steps out?
No, not too much. They all have too many...
competition.
Yeah,
like Mike Wallace is there at 101. If something ever happens to Charles Johnson, that could be somewhat interesting.
But you don't want to place a bet hoping for injuries.
Exactly. I prefer to take someone who doesn't have to have someone go down for them to rely on. That's why sort of Amari Cooper is my smoky for that one. All right, we'll move on to the most rushing yards. And at top of that list is probably going to be Adrian Peterson. I'll just wait for my laptop to load up here. Yep, Adrian Peterson is at $5. Who do you like outside of that?
For good reason.
Yep.
He's number one. yeah, no.
Obviously, DeMarco Murray took that title last year.
He did. DeMarco Murray at 650 is just... It's insane to me. He's...
Avoid.
He's going to... close to split carries with Ryan Matthews, I feel. It's not going to... Chip Kelly's come out and said it's ridiculous to give a running back that many carries.
Yeah.
And that he always feels that there should be two running backs or more. Yep. So DeMarco Murray, no. Marshawn Lynch, you can easily see it happening. Yeah.
Wouldn't shock me at all.
No. So that's you could the put only, your money yeah, worse places.
The only issue people will say is but they've got Jimmy Graham there. They've got Jimmy Graham, but I think Jimmy Graham's going to be mostly there as a red zone target. We saw what happened the last play of the Super Bowl without one. Whereas down the field and to get you in between the red zones, Marshawn Lynch is going to be relied upon heavily.
Yeah, no, I agree. Jeremy Hill spikes my interest a little bit.
Get him at 15 at some agencies.
Yeah, so there you go, $15. That's three times as much as you'd get for Adrian Peterson. So, yeah, look there. He came home strong at the end of last season.
No one had more rushing yards than him over the last 6 weeks of the season.
Exactly. And I can see the Bengals winning quite a few games. So
Yeah. In close games too, where some big runs from Hill. He can break a tackle and run the length of the field, and he runs in between the numbers and in between the guard and center very well. A guy I really, really like in this, and I think this is where my money's going to be invested in, and in that CJ Anderson. I know the sample size is small, but from all reports that I've read and himself on Twitter, he just keeps copying. People are skeptical about betting, doubting his abilities, and he is primed and ready to go. I think he's a perfect back in Gary Kubiak's system. I think Denver are going to run the ball a lot more than people think, and I think CJ Anderson could surprisingly finish with the most yards at the end of the year, and he's there. You can get him at $21 at some agencies, generally around $17. I'm going to invest some money on CJ Anderson.
No, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. All right, so if you had to put a bet on one person, I'm going with CJ Anderson. What about yourself?
Put me down for Jeremy Hill, sir.
So we're avoiding the old AP.
We too many question marks still.
Yeah, the age is a little bit of a concern in terms of that, but still, he's Adrian Peterson. He's a physical freak. So
we're betting on value here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we went the favourite in some cases, but I think rushing yards are a little bit...
It seems harder to change every year, so...
Yeah, exactly. So we'll move on to offensive rookie of the year. Let's see what the market dictates in that one. We mentioned Amari Cooper before. He's at $7 there. Could be interesting value for me.
He's a tied favourite, it seems, with Jameis Winston and Melvin Gordon. So they're all similar price ranges.
There's a top three there. The tier is obvious.
Yeah. Understandably, they're both pretty much the focal point of all their They're both, the number one at all their positions in their teams. Amari Cooper's going to be a target monster, yardage monster, according to you, Mr. Y.
Oh, yeah, I believe in Amari in terms of for fantasy this year and for on-field game as well.
Yeah, Winston has two huge targets to throw the ball deep to. They're going to be down in a lot of games, I feel, so...
He may be prone to the odd interception, but you think back to Peyton Manning's rookie season and... as a truck drives past our studio, he had a lot of interceptions in his rookie year as well. So quarterbacks always seem to win these major awards where it's just judged on sort of votes or things like that, not by based purely on most rushing yards or most receiving yards. So it's tough. Tougher to judge. It's hard to go past the quarterback, especially when you can get Jameis Winston at $850 at some markets, even Marcus Mariota at $11 in some markets.
Yep.
Bounced back quite well after the two preseason errors early on against Atlanta. I don't know, it's only preseason. Is there someone who is further down that represents good value to you, that someone that sort of pricks the ears up a little bit?
I don't mind Nelson Aguilar. I still find he'll be competing with... I'm going blank.
Jordan Matthews. Blank on your own team.
I know, it's not good. Jordan Matthews. However, I feel like he'll be a very...
$15 at some markets.
Yeah, very good player. Also, Ameer Abdullah.
$26.
It's crazy.
It's juicy.
It is.
Juicy.
He's an exciting player we saw in the first game of preseason. It'll be interesting, though. We've had discussions. We think Joik Bell will still be a big part of the offense, so... That's probably why he's at $26 some places, but yeah.
Yeah. For me, I might be a bit of a Colts homer here, but Philip Dorsett in an Andrew Luck offense, I think that's a pretty good combination when you can get him at $26 as well. I would take Andrew Luck to Philip Dorsett over Sam Bradford to Nelson Aguilar. Wood shaking his head at me right now, if you could see all this. Another guy that could surprise, maybe Tyler Lockett. I like Tyler Lockett at $34.
He'll catch four passes.
He's
out of the 20.
He may already be the best wide receiver on their roster. That's how good he is. Supreme route runner. All right, we'll get a decision now. Who are we going for?
It is tough. I think Amari Cooper.
You think Amari Cooper?
I do think Amari Cooper.
Todd Gurley there at 13 as well is always tempting. We didn't even mention probably the biggest name coming into the draft, Todd Gurley.
We don't... I feel they're going to ease him back into it too much.
Take a while.
Yeah,
but I think if he comes home strong at the end of the year, people are like, you have to give it to this guy. But you mentioned you went with Cooper. It's tough to go past the quarterback, and I'm going to go with Winston here. I think he's primed to have a pretty successful season as a rookie in Tampa Bay. So we'll move over to Defensive Rookie of the Year. And the top of that list might surprise a few people, and that is Stephon Anthony, the middle linebacker that got drafted at the bottom of the first round to the Saints. Your thoughts on Stephon Anthony and then the value elsewhere?
It's surprising because... It took me by surprise. It really did. Eric Kendricks, who's on a similar price to him, very close, that presents more...
We love Eric Kendricks.
We do.
Eric Kendricks.
Vic Beasley presents
$9.
Yeah, not too bad for me. When you asked me before we even started, who do you think it is? Who do you think's the favorite? I said Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
You can get him at $11 some places. So I mean, I don't mind that. I don't mind Leonard Williams. He could be a wrecking ball for the Jets.
One agency, you can get him at $51. I don't know if that's an error on this site that we're using, but he's down at $6 at some places. $11 probably sounds a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. A guy I think is tremendous value, and not many bookmakers have Defensive Rookie of the Year odds, so you got to search around. But Frank Clark, the defensive end for Seattle Seahawks, if he plays... plays all season. There is off the field concerns with him because of his off the field discretions. But $23. You can get him at $34. Not bad value for me. I'll take that every day of the week. I really think Frank Clark could have a really good year in that Seattle defense.
Yeah, it's very hard to pick this. It's very difficult.
I understand why inside linebackers the middle, because you just
they rack up tackles,
so many tackles. Yeah. Tackles is such a meaningless stat for me. Like, you could have 100 tackles, but you might miss 20.
Yeah.
So you're not that efficient a tackler. So I'm going with Frank Clark at $34. I can't ignore that price.
If you insist on betting on this market.
Yeah.
Because
it is tough. But look, some of these markets, they're just worth like a $10 bet.
Exactly.
For the year, and you sit back and enjoy it and watch and see how you go. But if you want to bet big, you know, $100 for Frank Clark, $34.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Leonard Williams for me.
Yeah, go on, Leonard Williams.
I am. So
you think no Sheldon Richardson there, it's prime for Leonard Williams to have a big game. We'll move on to some more darker affairs, and that's the first coach to be dismissed market. The favourite will clearly be Jake Gruden, for sure. He's at $325 at the moment. He is the favourite.
Not surprisingly. Jay Gruden, his quarterback's already gone down in preseason action.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not a great market to try to forecast. You don't wish for bad luck on anyone except Rob Ryan.
Chip Kelly is at $17. That's ridiculous.
You can understand it though. You can understand it, but no.
No, this isn't very. It's so hard to predict.
It is. Ken Wisenhunt.
Yep.
I don't think they'd get rid of him. I think Jay Gruden is.
I think Gruden's a safe bet.
Yeah, guys, he's good as gone.
Yeah. If you really want value, Oakland is just such a unstable franchise that it wouldn't shock you if they just sacked Jack Del Rio. So at $34.
They have another bad season. Can Tom Coughlin finally leave the Giants?
I know you've been calling that for a while.
$21 he's paying to go?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he'll be the first coach to be fired.
But he could.
It's got to be Jay Gruden. That's the easy bet. I can't see Mike Pettine or Joe Philbin or anything. Joe Philbin's got a very easy schedule for the Dolphins to start the year. So unless it all falls apart at the end, but... No, I can see Jay Gruden easily being fired. Yeah.
Put it down,
Jay Gruden. We'll move on to some more, coaching, but let's go with Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year is... Favourite at the moment is Mike McCarthy. I don't know why his play calling cost them a absolute shot at the Super Bowl with early fourth and down and going for the field goal instead of running it in or calling a play with the best quarterback in football. But he's at $8. Bill Belichick's always going to be top of the list at $11. The reigning champ Bruce Arians is at $15.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
What do you think? What do you think of Chuck? Chuck?
I can't believe Chuck Pagano's at 11.
He gets too much credit, but I feel if the Colts have this good season that everyone's anticipating.
Yeah.
$11, not too bad.
No, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
I feel people are always...
I think he has more chance to be the first coach fired than to win coach.
I feel that people see a team go well and think, oh, coach must be doing a good job.
I really like Mike Zimmer at $13. I love him as a coach. Love him as a coach. Another one I really like is Gary Kubiak. You can get him at $17 or $19, around that mark. I think if he can transfer Denver into a really run-heavy team with Peyton Manning there and they have a really good season, they can a deep playoff run, I think Gary Kubiak can prove his worth as a coach.
Yeah, no, that's good. If Chip Kelly somehow, turns his offensive juggernaut into a...
Contender.
Yeah, contender. You can easily see him... getting it as well.
$21 for
that. It's tough. It's very tough.
It's hard to get past Belichick, though, because he's the greatest coach of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, he's the master. You bet against Belichick, you're going to lose a lot of the time. So I'm going to put my money on Gary Kubiak at $19.
I will go with Mike Zimmer at $13.
You like Zimmer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think we've got some good candidates there. All right. We'll move on to comeback player of the year. This is a very subjective market, very subjective award. I don't like Adrian Peterson at $550 at all. What did he come back from? From being a of a father.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, but he was. That was disgusting. I am not, even if he wins it, I'm not touching that. Even if it was $21, I'm not touching it. So $5.50, you can go home. Another great story is Eric Berry, $6.
Yeah, that could easily be.
Easy. I want to see if Jesse Williams is on here because he needs to get mentioned somewhere because of the... he's not mentioned on there at all, which is a shame because back-to-back knee injuries, he had some cancer as well. Not
doesn't make sense to me that Colin Kaepernick is on there and Andre Ellington, you know, available at some...
Tim Tebow at 251.
Yeah, so these are players that aren't... Tim Tebow, yeah.
They're just coming back from being crap. Why is that on there?
Yeah, no. Eric Berry, he could. Carson Palmer... at $11, he also could. Sam Bradford's a viable candidate at $11.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are players that are all coming back from
Victor
season
Cruz at 21. That's fine. What's Eli Manning coming back from? He's at $26.
There you go.
What's he coming back from?
So these markets,
stupid.
Yeah, a bit silly. I think you've got to look at injuries more than bad seasons or being out for discipline.
Robert Mathis, $51. Discipline and the injury, but like, why is he higher than Eli Manning?
Exactly. All right.
I don't understand. But yeah, we're both on Eric Berry.
Yeah, we're both on Eric Berry. However,
Bradford and Palmer.
Bradford and Palmer are also Smokies. Adrian Peterson, though, if he has a decent year, he'll be a shoo-in. He'll be a shoo-in for the award.
He shouldn't win it at all. I'm getting really angry now. I hate that. All right, we'll move on to whether a team will go 16-0.
Flat out no for me.
Really?
Flat out no.
Okay, well, I might be giving a little hint into our over-under for the year, but if Green Bay can beat Seattle in week two, because Seattle have some offensive line issues and things that they got to get over early, I think Seattle will be a much better team in the second half of the year than the first half of the year. Green Bay could quietly go 16-0.
No.
And at $51 or $34, depending where you go with, I don't mind a sneaky tenner on that or $25 on that. I'm thinking about it. 16-0.
Just say so you think yes?
I think yes, and you're going no?
Guys, easy money, no.
Okay. I'm going yes. We'll see who's right at the end.
What's the odds for no? Is there a no?
No, it's just yes.
So no. Steer clear of that market.
I think no would be like $1.01.
Steer clear of that market.
Okay. We'll do the reverse market. A team to go 0-16. I think you will probably just go flat now again.
This one, if Green Bay in week two lose. No, it's going to be a flat no as well.
I'm going to lead towards no, but I think there may be a one-win team, and it may be based in Chicago.
And there's heaps of Chicago teams, guys, so work that out. Yep. Moving on.
We've got the most interceptions for the year. Let's find that market. There we are. It is Richard Sherman at $8. He's the favorite. Brent Grimes at 11. Tashaun Gibson at 11. Brandon Boykin at 17. Darrell Revis at 21. Desmond Trufant at 21. And then we keep going down that list.
Richard Sherman, for him to get interceptions, they need to throw it to him. I don't think that happens enough.
Now, this one's tough because of that market.
Yeah. A lot of teams, I feel, will be throwing it against the Browns, so Tashaun Gibson could represent value, but...
He did well last year. He seems to have a knack to find the ball.
He did. Also, James Hayden on the same defense is paying $26, so that's good. Vontae Davis is paying $26, which could happen.
But I'm worried with the Revis effect that they're just not going to throw him the ball.
Yeah.
But he's apparently sticking on the first receiver now and will mirror him, so... he's trying to expand his game and play both sides of the football, try and be like Darrell. If he can actually do that and do it effectively, the case could be made that he's the best corner in the league based on his age and his form. So at $26, that's not bad value. There's quietly someone there that I like, and that's Jason Verrett at $34. I like him as a second-year player. Played really well before getting injured last season. I don't mind him at $34. Anyone else on that list jump out at you?
Not too many. They're getting down to linebackers and things, so I don't think linebackers will be...
DeAndre Levy has a knack for getting a sneaky interception as well, but I don't think he'll lead the league in it. Alright, who are we putting money on if you had to just take a punt?
It's
so hard.
It is very difficult.
Smith there at $21 as well. That's not a bad one either.
Yeah, true. I don't mind Brent Grimes actually at $11.
Brent Grimes?
I feel that Dolphins' offense and things will be firing on all cylinders this season, so they'll be up in a few games.
Yeah, that's true. There might be some desperate throws from AFC opponents in games against them. It's so hard. It's just such a hard mark. Joe Hayden at $26 is pretty good for me, so I'll go with Hayden at $26. All right, we'll move on to the most sacks for a player to make the most sacks. And JJ Watt is clearly the favorite at $5. Avoiding or taking?
It is difficult. He's arguably the best player.
There's no argument to be made. He is the best player. I love that Adam Smith's still there on a couple of markets at $21. That's funny.
Real sneaky.
Yeah. Look, JJ Watt at $5, that's too short for me to bet on most sacks. If Clowney does play, it'll be a lot easier for Watt. But when you look at like pairings and teams, Von Miller has DeMarcus Ware on the other side and now Shane Ray.
Someone that I'm looking at, Cameron Wake, with Ndamukong Suh in the middle now.
And Olivier Vernon.
There you go.
You on Cameron Wake?
I do like that.
I like Von Miller at 17 as well. I really like, he's a year removed from his injury. He's 100% healthy, switched on. You know, it's going to be a lot of blitz packages with their defensive coordinator, whose name is just escaping me right now. I can't believe I've gone blank on it. But I like Von Miller this year. But yeah, you're right. Cameron Wake at $19 is really, really
juicy.
It is juicy. Another one that's juicy is Ryan Kerrigan because of Junior Gallet on the other side of him now. As much as we dislike Junior Gallet's views and actions towards women and teammates, former teammates, Kerrigan is it. It's been one of the best players in Washington for the last couple of years, if not the best player in Washington for a few years. So let's lock down a pick. Who are you going with?
In the wake of Ndamukong Suh,
oh,
joining the Dolphins, Cameron Wake.
Oh, with the juicy pun. Yeah, I think that's right. I'll go with Von Miller. So we'll see how we go with that one, and we'll just check if there's any other markets that we can bring up. We've gone through our entire list, but we'll just go through any others. Worst record.
Yeah, know? I was about to just jump on that.
Yeah.
Worst record. It feels like it's the Oakland Raiders every year.
No. It's
I don't feel it will be this year.
It's hard, man. I look at their schedule, and they play in a tough division, so it's really difficult.
Yeah, I think Tennessee Titans will fluke out some games. I just have a feeling they'll...
It's, for me, there's two there at $11 and $15.
Washington?
And Chicago.
Yeah. Guys, make a pick between them, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah, sneaky. Are we both on the same wavelength here?
I do think that way. I think Oakland are getting enough credit. They're not a good team yet. No. I feel they're
I'm still a bit unsure about Derek Carr.
Yeah.
But their defense and their draft class last year, Gabe Jackson, Khalil Mack,
Jerry Ellis. Solid.
It's just a great draft class, and they have some solid core like in their team now. They just they're a draft and a good free agency away. They did bring in Rodney Hudson as well. I think they're not that bad. It is tough that you've got to play Kansas City, Denver, and San Diego. Whereas Tennessee and Jacksonville get to play each other, so they can get a couple of wins there. And Houston I don't think are as good as people think, so yeah, I like Washington and Chicago. I think RG3 is done.
Yeah,
worst record.
Same wavelengths.
Oh, mate, we are smashing through this comfortably. All right, any more records on there?
I think just to make the playoffs is an interesting market. Some people who don't, yeah.
Just to make playoffs?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
They're much lower odds, but these are things where you can double up your money by saying, see, you can easily see Cincinnati Bengals making it for another year. It doesn't say that they're going to go well through the playoffs.
No, that's right. Well, I don't know.
Just make it.
$2, double your money.
There you go.
Wow, okay. That's $2.50 for Arizona. I'd take that.
Exactly. And see, you can see Miami and things like that playing much better this year.
$2.75. It's tough because you got to think of the way that the conferences are set out. So you have Denver, Indy,
yep.
New England, and then either Baltimore or Pittsburgh. And then you've got, you mentioned, you can see Cincy making it easily. That would mean Cincy, Steelers, and the Ravens make it. That means the Dolphins miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Chargers miss out, or the Chiefs miss out. So there is a bit of a logjam for that last sort of wild card spot. So it is tricky. So I can see why it's at 275. But I think the Dolphins will make the. We are giving hints into our over under, but we'll go into details on why we think that. But
yeah.
I think they could make the playoffs. I think 275. I think.
I also Cincy think. Might miss out. I also think the Steelers at $1.83 seems very good to me.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think with their record, them and Baltimore, I think are always going to be there for as long as Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger.
I also like the Chiefs.
See, it's hard because you just mentioned the logjam. You've mentioned the Chiefs, I've mentioned the Dolphins, and you mentioned the Bengals, but there's only one spot.
Yeah. They're all in good positions.
You want a good one? The Vikings at 375.
There you go, Smokies.
Real Smokies there, I think, to make it. To
this
make
is
it
far more for the risky gambler.
Yeah, it's the odds aren't really that good.
Looking down at a graph here, the most popular bets are Denver, Seattle, San Diego at $2.75,
that's
New England
bad.
At $1.33, and Pittsburgh, who I just mentioned, at
$1.83. Yeah, okay.
So there you go.
Interesting. We'll finish off with some kicker love.
Kicker love.
Finish the show before we wrap it up. The most kicking points.
The most kicking points?
Yeah. Who will get the most points? Steven Gostkowski is the $4.50 favorite. It's a huge difference between first favorite and second favorite. Adam Vinatieri at $10. Justin Tucker at $10. Then you've got Connor Barth at 13, at 11. Cody Parkey at 13. Hauschka at 13. Mason Crosby at 15. I like Garrett Hartley at 26 over in Pittsburgh. Offense now with Sean Swisham out. But Hartley.
This is a very random market.
It's so random.
People, you only get 1 point for the extra point. So it's kind of the teams that are good at moving downfield but not efficient in the end zone.
Yes.
So,
Hauschka at 13 seems pretty good, but now with Jimmy Graham there, they'll be a lot more efficient in the end zone.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't run it in though.
It's tough. Nah, I'm not even touching that market.
Don't touch it. Matt Bryant.
Yeah, 20 in a dome.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Matt Bryant.
Matt Bryant.
Only because I went to school with a guy formerly known Matt Bryant.
We both went to school with a guy named Matt Bryant, didn't we?
Did you? Did you go to? Did you go to my primary school?
I thought he was in our high school. No.
No, did he go to high school? All right. Well, he did. Turns out he did. I thought he went to St. Greg's, but we'll see how it goes. All right, any other ones before we... I'm looking at all 26 markets here. There's stats, players, yeah, popular bets. Yeah.
High-scoring team? Colts.
Where's that one?
You don't have it?
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Let's have a look before we wrap it up, before the 40-minute mark.
Colts at $7.50. The favorites are Green Bay at $5.50.
Denver at $6.50.
And Patriots at $7. Patriots at me. Philadelphia could be.
Highest scoring. Give me Pittsburgh at $29. Wow, I'm taking that.
Yeah?
Yep. Easy.
No, I think Colts have got it this year.
You reckon?
Yeah, they're going to air it out.
Nah. So you're going Indy?
Yep.
All right, I'll write that down. We'll see who goes the best at the end of the year. I'm going Pittsburgh.
By the way, the Giants are there at near the top. Not going to happen.
Odell Beckham factor, mate. Odell Beckham factor.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty much our bets. I've written it all down, so I'll just give you a brief summary before we let you go. For the regular season MVP, I'm betting on Aaron Rodgers. You're betting on Andrew Luck. We've got some music for us to back it
to
up.
Play this out.
Yes. Passing yards, we're both going with Big Ben. Receiving yards, both going with Julio Jones. Rushing yards, I'm investing on CJ Anderson. You're investing in Jeremy Hill. Offensive Rookie of the Year, you're going with Amari Cooper. I'm going with Jameis Winston. Defensive Rookie of the Year, you're going with Leonard Williams, the Jets defensive lineman. And I'm going with the off-the-field concern that if he does manage to play 16 seasons, might go okay. Frank Clark, coach to be dismissed, we're on Jay Gruden, obviously.
Yep.
Coach of the Year, I've gone with Gary Kubiak. You've gone with Mike Zimmer. We've both gone with Eric Berry for Comeback Player of the Year. I think a team will go 16-0. We both think no team will go 0-16. You're on Grimes for most interceptions, and I'm on Joe Hayden. And sacks, you've gone with Cameron Wake in the wake of Ndamukong Suh's venture down to the
great
South Beach. Great work. And I'm with Von Miller. And for the highest scoring team, you've gone with the Indianapolis Colts, and I've gone with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Perfect.
Loving it.
All right, well, stay tuned for next week's Pick the Lions podcast. We'll be going through over-under for the year, and then after that, it'll be week one, and we'll be picking the Lions of each game and tell you who's going to win and why, or who we're betting on and why with the start or not. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JYNFL.
Follow myself at Josh Woot.
The podcast at Woot and Why. Please check out our partners at TopBetter, who we'll be doing some tournament betting with, so hang around for some promo codes in relation to that before you sign up. And then good luck and happy punting.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with meaning, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money. Show.